Blog Talk Radio.
Girls hitching hallelujah, cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Cause Uptown Funk gon' give it to you. Saturday night and we in the spot. Don't believe me, just watch. Come on, don't worry.
All right. Coming to you live from National College Studio. It's DJ Slab along with
DJ Bird.
And this is Talking Hip Hop with DJ Slab. Boy. Valentine's Day coming up.
What are y'all going to do?
I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. Ain't nobody even trying to give me any any confirmation numbers.
Man, I'm going to do something nice, man, for Valentine's Day, man.
Right.
I can't let y'all know what it is.
Yeah, you know.
I'm going to do something nice.
Yeah.
Never know who's listening.
Yeah.
I might leak it out.
I know. I feel you, brother. I feel you.
Yeah, man. Do something real nice for Valentine's
Day. Yeah, you know.
You telling me you ain't gonna do nothing?
I don't even know. Ain't nobody, you know, propositioned me or nothing. Ain't nobody, you know, gave
you
me a hint.
Ladies, man.
Yeah.
DJ Slab.
Hey, ain't nobody, you know, trying to chill with me or nothing. I don't even know.
Kidding.
Hey, yeah, you know, shoot.
he's putting it out there to you, and you know.
Yeah, shoot. You can hit me up on Back Talk, or you can hit me on Facebook. It's Salvador Thompson, you know, DJ Slab, of course. Hey,
heard him.
I'm available, ladies.
Available.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Facebook.
Yeah, sure. I use advertise myself to the ladies out there on the air. We need to have a contest. We should have had a contest, Bert. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. But you... Yeah, enough about me, man. Let's get up to these topics, man. What about your boy Kanye Yeezy, the man? The right.
Yeah,
hey.
They thought he was about to do it again. You see Jay-Z's face, man, when he was doing it? He was like over it, like, no, no, no. And then when Kanye just came back down the stairs, he was like, oh, man. And just kept clapping, that would have smacked.
Right.
Everybody started laughing, though, because everybody really thought he was going to do it.
Yeah, even Beck was like, come on, back up stage. I mean, you know, shout out to Beck. You know, he's a great artist himself. You know, I don't think Kanye was really trying to disrespect Beck, but he was just saying, you know, Beck needs to respect artistry, you know, and should be giving his award to Beyonce. That's what Kanye said. I mean...
He feels that the Grammys is playing with the hip hop.
Oh,
They ain't giving them the much respect and everything that they should get for they heart and soul into it. But I mean, it's just Kanye's thoughts, man.
Yeah,
everybody got their own opinions, but I mean, I kind of agree with him though, because. I mean, you know, Beyonce should have won it, but you know how things go sometimes, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know. I guess because I really don't listen to Beyonce's music. I mean, you know, I guess that's just me. I mean, you know, I like.
You got some ice.
Yeah, some of her music is. Some of it's, you know. I could deal without it, but you know, I congratulate her on her success of her album. You know, especially just dropping it when she wanted to. She didn't go through no record company or nothing. She just dropped it.
Yeah.
So you know, that's big news right there. Shout out to B. So you know, and I was digging up some old information. Speaking of the Grammys, you know, and February 8th, 1990. The hip-hop category was blacked out from the Grammys, which was won by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Will Smith. They had a Grammy party.
Yeah.
Their own party has Salt Pepper, Fab Five Freddy, Heavy D. Everybody was at this function then. Because I remember it was on your TV Raps. So,
they
used
to get down, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Vampire Freddy. That's my inspiration. Because, you know, that's the guy I want to be like. You know, going everywhere, listening, talking to all the hip-hop heads. Me and DJ Barry, we going everywhere.
Yeah.
Shoot, we getting it popping. But, yeah, you know, it you know, this we got a big game going on. Hold on, I forgot. We got to give out the telephone number, 347-934-0579. You know what I'm saying? Give us a shout. Let us know what you think about Valentine's Day, you know, if you want to talk about it, be about it, you know.
Yeah. It's also, man, y'all tune in. The Cats is playing right now as we speak. LSU. So, you know,
hey.
Tune in.
Uh-huh, Big Blue Nation.
Yeah, man.
You can't, hey, we 23-0?
Yeah, 23-0, just by beating Florida. Just beat them.
You know, that was a tough game itself.
Yeah.
Shoot. Give it up to the Gators. You know, they always give us one hell of a fight.
Shout out to Frazier.
Yeah, I mean.
Gators. Yeah.
Woo! I mean, they couldn't miss nothing.
But, we just bypassed the good old win.
Right.
Right here against Florida. Now we break play LSU Tigers. Another tough team. So,
yeah.
We can't let our heads down. We can't, you know, think of them as a pushover.
No.
So, Cats.
Nobody's a pushover because anybody can beat us.
Yeah.
We number one. They're gunning for us.
Everybody's gunning for us.
Yeah, shoot.
And shout out to Calipari. Today it is his birthday.
Coach Calipari. Calipari. Calipari.
Boys is gonna play hard for him.
Calipari.
Get him a W today on his birthday.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Coach Cal. How old is Coach Cal?
I couldn't even tell you, man. I don't want to guess.
Okay, well.
I just know it's his birthday today.
Right. Well, shout out to the Coach Cal. You know, I hope you lead us to the promised land once again. So we can have this great party downtown Lexington.
You know it.
That's the best thing about winning the championship. You know what I'm saying? I remember police would let people smoke weed and everything. They wouldn't bother nobody.
Yeah.
They was not bothering nobody, you know. Bay County police was just very lax. They was making sure nobody was destroying property.
Yeah.
That's all they was worried about, you know. But anyway, you know, it was big parties at the Grammys, you know. Supposedly that Birdman was denied entry into Nicki Minaj's Grammy after party. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say. I read reports earlier that it wasn't true. And he was just late, and you know, people has misconstrued the information. I don't know. You know, there's a lot going on with Cash Money, Young Money.
Yeah, it is, man. And you know, like, I don't know if they settled that deal between him and Wayne or not, but if they ain't trying to come up off that money, you know, Wayne gonna leave.
Right.
And if he leaves, you already know Drake and Nicki goes too.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, can you blame them?
No.
I couldn't either.
Not about that money.
Yeah, it's all about the cash.
Yeah, he even told him, like, he wouldn't even mind staying with him. He'll stay with him just long as he pay him his money. He said he won't go nowhere. He said there ain't no hard feelings between him and the company or whatever, or Birdman. He said he just want his money.
And Birdman should give that man his money. Stop tipping him, and, you know, ain't no telling Birdman you doing that money. You know.
So Birdman's keep trying, he made him a little group, rich gang, trying to make him some more money.
He needs to stop rapping. That's what he needs to stop doing. Shoot, Birdman, you suck. You've been terrible for years, man.
I'm going to tell you, man.
Come on, I mean.
I know they miss and Manny Fresh beats and
man.
Manny Fresh was all right, though.
Heck yeah. His beats was all right, but he could, you know, they're not no rappers. I'm going to say they're not no rappers, you know. Manny Fresh got some of the dopest beats in.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That's what I did like about his beats, you know.
And I bet Wayne missed him.
Yeah. You know, I just heard a song with
But it's so messed up, though, how they just all branched away because of Birdman.
Well, you know.
Why would you do your boys like this, man? Everybody who been down with you since the jump.
Well, that's how it goes. The greediest ones always taking advantage of the ones that's most loyal to them. Okay? That's how it goes. More people with money don't think twice about loyalty after a while because they got what they want. Loyalty is not even a figment of their imagination anymore. You know, when you're broke, you think about loyalty, but when you're rich, what you thinking about? Yourself. You know, hate to say it, that's the rules of the game. And some, you know, some fractions, but I don't know, Birdman. Stop doing your people wrong. Give them their money.
Yeah.
Run.
We got news of your boy Ray Allen. He might be returning. He's been working out and still doing all his little drills and stuff. He's been a lot of people think that the Hawks would be a best fit for him, but you know,
dude, what you say?
I said the Cavs, and right before I read it, they were saying the Cavs.
Hey, for real?
Because they say reason why I said the Cavs was because of James Jones, Mike Miller, and LeBron James. They all three there, and that's his teammates from Miami, and they all frequently stay in touch with each other and stay in contact with each other and
right,
you know. So, and then like when LeBron went down there to Miami for his little surgery, X-ray or whatever, you know, they said him and Ray Allen was down there, you know, talking and, you know, hanging out and stuff, you know. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure he'll go to Cleveland.
I think he will, too.
Because he was supposed to have been going there at the beginning of the season for real.
Just because he already got chemistry with LeBron.
Yeah.
You know, when you got that chemistry, you can't really mess it up. You know, you don't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
Okay? You know what I'm saying? And any callers out there, 347-934-0579. You know, we got a short show tonight, just a 30-minute show. You know, next week we will have a guest. Believe that.
Yeah, we sure will.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to work hard to it. You know, man, Empire. The show Empire on Fox has hit all-time high with ratings for the last couple weeks. They're breaking records in ratings. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Terrence Howard. Taraji and A. Hey, my girl Taraji. Oh, my goodness. She's so sexy.
Yes, she
and
is.
Fan. AKA Yvette. Oh, no, it girl Yvette.
Yeah, baby boy. That's where everybody first, you know. Really,
that's a breakthrough to the black people. You know what I'm saying? She's been in movies before then.
Yeah, but, you know.
You know, baby boy was really the one put her on the map.
Yeah, sure was, man.
I hate you, Jody.
But I'm gonna be the one to tell you. Because I do watch the show Empire. It gets better and better and better every episode. And it puts you on the edge of your chairs by the end of the show.
Well, I told myself I'm going to go on the man and watch the show from the beginning. Because I've been missing them. And I was like, well,
fam.
It's kind of like this with me. Kind of like, well, some was like, you know, I know it's a drama, but it's kind of like portray all the bad stereotypical images of black people. You know what I'm saying? You get but that I read earlier that the show was actually influenced from Lil' Kim. Shout out to the Queen B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Notorious K.I.M. You still my girl. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you do with the plastic surgery or whatever, baby, you still my one of my favorite female MCs. You know what I'm saying? She's still a beast. Yeah. You know.
But it kind of is kind of like something that she would put together because, you know, with her and...
With Biggie and... Yeah.
All that.
Yeah.
Kids,
yeah. It's ew.
But yeah, it can't. Hey, it's kind of like it keeps you on the edge of your chair, man. I'm telling you that because I can't. I gotta watch it. I gotta watch it. That show is. If you're not watching it, start watch it from the beginning and start watching it. I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
The shows Empire. It is what it is. I'm telling you.
Well, come on.
Everybody tells you. Comes on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock.
Okay. That's what I thought.
On channel Fox 56.
Yeah. Local channel.
It's on the local channel, so everybody can watch it. I don't want to hear no excuses.
Tune in and watch your boy,
Terrence Howard, and your girl, Taraji. Watch them do their thing.
Yeah.
And you know, also, they had told them that they had asked Taraji to play her part, and then she told them, if y'all don't get Terrence Howard to play the other role as the dude, as Lucius, that she ain't want to do it. So they went and got Terrence Howard.
Well, you know, Terrence...
They got a nice connection.
Yeah,
though.
Well... I'm gonna tell you what.
You know what I mean? Hustle and flow, connection, and like
take over the wheel. Man, I ain't seen that movie in a while. I need to check that movie out. It had some lines in there for me. I love that movie. So you know, I'm glad you know it's a success show. But you know, I hope they keep with it and hey, make some good. Drama, because you know what I'm saying, Malik Yoba's in the show, you know, shout out to Malik Yoba.
Yeah.
You know. Shoot.
And they said they're supposed to be having somebody else.
They try to recruit Denzel Washington.
Yeah, Denzel.
Yeah.
They're trying to get Denzel to get in there.
You know. Hey, it'd be monumental, because you know, Denzel ain't been on TV shows
in a while.
Since 20 years, 20 plus.
Yeah, 20, yeah.
You know, shout out to Denzel. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I know you.
He said he wouldn't mind, you know, getting back into it.
Hey, for
he
real.
He really ain't been able to do it because all these movies been coming. He came out with movies back to back.
Come on.
Time for him to take a rest and do a little couple of shows, you know, with him getting to, you know, get him a little rest.
Yeah.
Get you a time to think about another movie.
Man.
Because all your movies been good, man.
You need to do a movie with Spike Lee. You know, Spike, get cool with your black actors. Stop telling everybody what they need to do, you know. Come together, Spike. All right. You know what I'm saying? Him and Clifton Powell had some words years ago. And, you know, so I don't know if they resolved that issue, whatever. But I hope they resolve this so they can make some good movies.
Spike, man.
He's an asshole. You know what I'm saying? But you got to love him. Because he keep it real. So shout out to Spike. Give me a role, man. I'll be your next Denzel Washington. Quick!
I want him.
Uh-huh.
Shit, I'll take that money.
I'll take it. Shit. But yeah, man, we you know what I'm saying? We're approaching 9 minutes left of the show. Short edition. You know, happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers out there, couples, married couples, side pieces. Don't get mad if they don't call you on Valentine's Day and spend time with you because they with their main squizzle. You can't be mad because you know the deal. If you a side piece, know your place. All right? I'm a side piece. I might be a couple side pieces. You know, I'm a side piece, sad little friend. I guess, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, you know. Hey, y'all women are slick. Y'all tell us y'all ain't got no men. Shoot. Y'all got one and everything else. But, yeah, everybody, you know what I'm saying? We got on a sad note, man, the attacks, you know, by Boko Haram, in Nigeria, you know what I'm saying? It's been going crazy. He's attacked three Cameroon towns and 30 abducted. And you know what I'm saying? They said he was behind abducting all them kids a couple months ago in Nigeria. You know, this has to stop. I hope it does. You know, they claim that he's making them sex slaves and stuff and going to different places selling them. I don't know, but it's, you know, it's ridiculous. People, you know, we need to take more notice of this situation, you know, because a lot of kids are missing. They're being abducted and parents are being killed. It's just real talk from DJ Slab, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if nobody cares about it, but, you know, just food for thought. Think about it, what's going on in our motherland. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, we got to keep this hope that we can make a unity across the world, not just in the U.S., but across seas, too. So, you know what I'm saying? We got going on, Bird.
Shout out to Dean Smith. He was North Carolina's coach, one of the best coaches
ever
of all time. You know, he did coach your boy, one of the greatest of all times.
Michael motherfreaking Jordan.
Yeah.
The GOAT.
He died in 83. He won two national championships and an Olympic gold medal in 1976.
Yeah.
I mean, out of 36 seasons, as coach of North Carolina?
Man, you know what I'm saying? You got to think about the players he's coached. You got Jordan at the top of the list. You got Brad Daugherty, James Worthy, Sam Perkins, Rasheed Wallace, Jerry Stackhouse, Eric Mantra. Who else I can name? Oh, my goodness. It's so countless, many, many more of North Carolina players has success in the NBA. You know what I'm saying? And
he retired with more wins than any coach in men's Division I history.
I bet he did, because you know he, like you said, 36 seasons.
Yeah. He had 11 Final Four appearances, two national championships. He had 17 ACC regular season titles. 13 ACC tournament titles. Oh, man. I mean, he had a win percentage of 728. I mean, at alone let you know, not everybody has a win percentage of 728.
Right.
Throughout their career.
Exactly.
None of that. He is 8-time ACC Coach of the Year. I mean, the list goes on, man.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, shout out to Mr. Dean Smith, you know what I'm saying? RIP to one of the greatest coaches ever to coach the game of basketball, you know what I'm saying? I was just looking on ESPN. They was talking like people used to call and ask, can we just sit in on your practices and watch how you conduct, you know what I'm saying, your business with your players and stuff. And, you know, like they said that Dean Smith made Coach K a better player. Yeah. I mean, a better coach, you know. They said, shoot, North Carolina would beat Duke and just keep going and going and going, and then after a while he would figure something out. And you know what I'm saying? That made that rivalry great, you know, North Carolina and Duke, you know. But you could always say that he's probably, if not Calipari, has coached more successful NBA careers of our lifetime. I can say that, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Besides him, Bobby Knight, Coach K, and Jim from St. Louis, I mean from Syracuse, Jim.
Names in back of my head.
Oh, man. That's terrible. Jim Boeheim, yeah. So, you know, with them guys, yeah, he's the leader of the pack. So the game is going to miss him, you know. I know North Carolina's going to miss him.
Yeah, I mean.
That's big right there.
He broke coaching to a level.
You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. Yeah. Because, you know.
They used to go to games. Jordan, Dean Smith used to go to some of the games still.
Yeah.
You see him at the game sitting in front
together?
Of the seat.
Yeah.
You
know,
over and talk to Coach Roy Smith.
Oh, yeah.
And chat it up with him. And after that, you know, they go their ways, but they just had that kind of relationship still.
Yeah. You could tell her the level of success that he made.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That this man had helped him get there. Jordan was cut in his 10th grade JV.
Yeah, he was cut from the team, and then from there on out, every day, he used to go outside and make sure he shoot like 100 free throws. He'll work on like his little shots and stuff, and you know, got better the next year. Coach didn't have no other choice but to keep him on the floor.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that man, he came a long way with himself from that great coaching of Dean Smith.
From y'all buying his shoes, too. He ain't doing nothing, bringing them right back out. And y'all sitting up here fighting and doing all little
fighting, killing over, man.
Over some Jordan
that could be made over.
Bring them right back out.
For $17.
That's a different color that you're going to want even more. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, dang, I should have waited. Or you might still go get them. Just waste the money.
Well, shoot, you know what? If they were smart, they go to Nike ID. If they're going to pay that much, get them custom made.
Yeah. It's going to be a real deal.
Yeah.
They don't make them as tough as they used to make them.
Nah, Jordan's, yeah.
They did everything.
Heck yeah. Jordan's greased up quick.
Now they don't make them as. They don't put enough time and effort into it.
No.
I mean, that's not saying, man.
Mm-mm. Well, you know what I'm saying? We're going to wrap it up. Another great show. Believe whoever's listening to us tonight, we will have a special guest. We're going to work on it right now as we speak when we get off of air. You know what I'm saying? I want to say go check out my homeboys, Chan's Hot Dog Stand in Nicholsville, Kentucky. My man, Chancellor Robinson, go check it out. Gourmet hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? He's cooking them up. So.
Also, check out Hoodie Spot at Winburn.
Yes.
Right next to the second store. Check it out. Food's good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you want to try new spots. It's a new spot.
Okay.
So go ahead and check it on out.
Yeah, any local guys that want to put their information, holler at it. So peace, love, and happiness, and we out.
We out.